The federal election is scheduled to take place on October 19, 2015. The OFAH has compiled a questionnaire that has circulated to all parties involved in the election. The questions touch on issues involving hunting, fishing and trapping, firearms, land claims, chronic wasting disease, the Sea Lamprey Control Program, and the Navigation Protection Act, among other things. As an example, question 9 asks each party leader if they will bring back the long gun registry. I will have their answers at the end of this show.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Roger Grile from the Lake Superior State University Aquatic Research Laboratory talks about naturally reproducing Atlantic salmon and how you can keep an eye on them on the internet. Ken Hodgson, Professor, Conservation and Environmental Law Program at Sir Sanford Fleming College in Lindsay and previous conservation officer, talks about enforcement and careers in the outdoors. Tim Watt is in studio to talk about the OFAH TSC sale here at the Mario Cortolucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center. Plus, the Win a Yamaha Alumacraft contest and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you can save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news!
As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm his brother Mark.
And we're planning our futures.
I'm skinny dipping this weekend.
I'm doing something natural too, next year.
You're going naked?
I'm going to Fleming College.
Au naturel?
To take one of their natural resources or environmental programs. Fleming College has some of the best programs with lots of hands-on learning and field trips. And it's in the Kawarthas with lots of great outdoor things to do nearby.
And everybody's...
wearing clothes, Mark.
Oh.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking an environmental or natural resources program, check out Fleming College at flemingcollege.ca.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Joining us today is the manager of the Aquatic Research Laboratory at Lake Superior State University, Roger Grile, to talk about naturally reproducing Atlantic salmon and how you can keep an eye on them on the internet. How are you doing, Roger?
I am doing fine, thank you. Doing well.
So whatever inspired you to get involved in aquatic research, and more specifically the hatchery and managing a hatchery?
I guess I always liked the outdoors and always enjoyed fishing and everything. And while I was in high school and all, I never really had an interest or a keen thought of going on to college, but more just find a job and do whatever. As luck would have it, I got a job with the Forest Service working mostly in fisheries.
Okay.
I loved the job. I worked this probably for 6 seasons, but I couldn't get in steady without a degree.
Oh, okay.
So I says, well, might as well get it over with, get a job, or go to college. There's no sense fighting this more, because I knew I loved the fisheries world. It's so much fun. Getting up in the morning, a Saturday to a Monday, really it doesn't have that big of effect on me of dreading going in.
Yeah,
I said, I might as well go in and get it, and I choose to come here at Lake Superior State. While I was here as a student, I got a job with the hatchery, tagging Atlantic salmon and stuff, and really enjoyed it. But my full intentions were going back to the Forest Service and work, and while working here, I really had developed a real liking for this type of stuff, and I did graduate. I got a specialized degree, an associate's degree from Lake Superior State, and worked it in 1989, hired on as a manager of the Aquatic Research Lab.
That's awesome. So what can you tell me, or tell our listeners, okay, I'll start that again. So, as we all know, Atlantic salmon, as many other species of wildlife, are a very, very important part to the biodiversity of Ontario. What can you tell me, or give me a little bit of a history on the hatchery itself?
Sure. The hatchery itself was developed in the mid to late 70s, and originally the concept was to do some hands-on, and we worked with whitefish as the first fish, and I use the term we loosely. I wasn't here at that time, but the whitefish, they never went much beyond the absorption of the egg. So we, again, loosely, they netted plankton and were feeding the small whitefish this, and that seemed to take hold, and they were fairly successful. Then the lab itself kind of went idle until the mid to early 80s. The president of a power company, we're inside a power company, the building's a quarter mile long, and back then the president of the power company was a huge fisherman and hate to see this spot sitting idle. So we worked with Rainbow Trawl, we did some Chinook work and other work, and figured, wow, I think we can get at this. In 84, we signed a memo of understanding with the Michigan DNR. In 85, we received our first shipment of eggs, Atlantic salmon eggs. And 87 was our first stocking of Atlantic salmon.
Really, really nice. So it's brought you to today. How does the hatchery fit in? Where's the synergy with the hatchery and the university?
If I may just step back a couple of steps, with our facility being housed within a power company, now we are under the tutelage or guidance of Cloverton Electric. It's their facility now. They bought all that. It's in. So they are a partner here where they provide us the space to help pay for our electricity or pay for most of it, and also maintenance and stuff. They're here working with us on this. The Michigan DNR provides all of our food. Their pathologist comes up and does their disease evaluation.
Okay.
They're there for us if we need them. And the university, of course, play a fairly big role. They pay my salary.
That's handy.
So I feel that one is pretty important.
Yeah, exactly. Eh?
But I think the big thing is we are a research educational center. We're a small university. We have about 2,400, 2,500 full-time students at the university. And we are very orientated towards hands-on experience, whether it be field work or hatchery work. So our primary mission for the hatchery is not necessarily to raise production fish to be stocked to create a fishery, but rather to train our students in all aspects of hatcheries, from collecting the adult fish coming into the river to stripping, fertilizing, and everything in between a year and a half later to stock out. Our students are involved with this.
That's amazing. So you've got all these partners together, and
yes.
We're creating future stewards.
Yes, we are. And I know, like, the Michigan DNR, their hatcheries are made up of a lot of our alums. So they, you know, their interest in this is the fishery we created, but not just that, also the training of potential employers for them, employees. So by them, you know, being involved, it helps them in more than just one way.
Yeah.
And our training tool, again, of training our students is where, you know, the DNR fits into it, and plus our, you know, public awareness of our university and stuff. It really helps us there, too.
We will return with more from St. Mary's Atlantic Salmon and Roger Grile after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Aquatic invading species are a growing threat to our lakes and rivers and the native species that call them home. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into new water bodies. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm his brother Mark.
And we're planning our futures.
I'm skinny dipping this weekend.
I'm doing something natural too, next year.
You're going naked?
I'm going to Fleming College.
Au naturel?
To take one of their natural resources or environmental programs. Fleming College has some of the best programs with lots of hands-on learning and field trips. And it's in the Kawarthas with lots of great outdoor things to do nearby.
And everybody's...
wearing clothes, Mark.
Oh.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking an environmental or natural resources program, check out Fleming College at flemingcollege.ca.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. Joining us today is the manager of the Aquatic Research Laboratory at Lake Superior State University, Roger Growl, to talk about naturally reproducing Atlantic salmon in the St. Mary's River and the webcam that you can watch them on.
That's awesome. So obviously there's been some success here. There's actually a fishery for Atlantic salmon in St. Mary's. This has been going on for some time now because I do know of some people who actually actively fish there. What can you tell our listeners a little bit about the St. Mary's River and the fishery for Atlantic salmon there?
The Atlantic salmon fishery is pretty good. Ourselves, we don't do any of the work, creel clerk work or anything. That would be all through the Michigan DNR. But the Atlantic salmon fishery has been pretty strong. In our early years, it was a tough goal for us. But as we started to understand the fish better, work with it better, we see our fishery increase. These fish start showing up at the mouth of the St. Mary's River down in Detour area. I know they get caught in Georgian Bay and throughout northern Lake Huron in the spring of the year. So mm-hmm. We start seeing them come into Detour, the mouth of the St. Mary's, right around May or June. And
yep.
People
okay.
actually boat fish for them, troll for them, and whatever else.
Right, right.
They are caught throughout the Great Lakes. Then when they start moving forward, we typically will start seeing them in the St. Mary's right around mid-June. And they're here right up till November when they're spawning.
Okay, okay.
So they create quite a summer fishery here around the river itself, where the fish are a hydro plant. Our hatchery is located in the hydro plant. Anglers are all back trolling. People hook up to the plant and drift fish, spoonfish, fly fish, and then in the rapids. There are folks that are in the rapids. There's guides that guide solely for Atlantic in the summer. There's a
very
few
nice.
From out of town that come up, and then some locals.
Well, it's interesting you were talking about June, and I don't have a lot of experience fishing for them, as you probably already recognize, but I did manage to go to Labrador quite some time ago and fish for Atlantic salmon and fly fish for them out there. And the grilse run started early June, and by the time the full-blown run came in with the adult fish, it was about mid-June. So I found it kind of coincidental that they coincide with the St. Mary's River fish, at least from my experience. Anyway, it's kind of interesting.
Yes, it is, and what is really interesting, the strain of Atlantic salmon that we are working with is the West Grand Lake strain out of Maine, and they're one of the pure strains of Atlantic salmon that Maine has, meaning there hasn't been other fish from other lakes brought into it a whole bunch. And the river, it's the head of a river, so the fish need to go down the spawn and then go back up, so there's some avoidance of these fish because thinking that tendency may happen when they're here. Also, talking to some of the folks in Maine, they don't really see these Atlantics start showing up until September or October. September, if it's a cold summer, October into the rivers to spawn in November, where we see them, as I noted, in June and July, fairly good numbers of them.
That's very interesting. So anything else that you've learned that's kind of unique about Atlantic salmon since you've got involved with this program?
The Atlantic salmon program itself, I can go on forever. This is one tough fish that we worked with. As I noted, we worked with the Nipigon strain brookies for a few years. They were tough. You have to tweak them just right. We've worked with rainbows. We've worked with brown, chinooks, cohos, and these Atlantics are a different critter. I know when we first started, my true belief, if we were a state or a federal hatchery, the first 10 years are really, really tough for us. The first 3 years we did okay, but then we started hitting some real road bumps.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were a public facility that was funded by fishing license and stuff, I think we'd be raising rainbow trout, chinooks, or something else.
Right, something a little
these
more.
These fish took a while. People want to see this return real quick.
Yeah.
These fish you really got to have patience with is what we found, and understand the fish and understand what they're going into, how to raise them, and work with the fish. And we, at first, were kind of trying to force them into our world. What's more convenient for us than what it was for the fish? And plus, we had some issues with gas and water and that. Once we got this stuff solved, keeping the raceways covered, not having lights on, low densities, the fish were fairly simple.
Yeah. So I guess
in comparison.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess, you know, ecology's got to be right, and you learn these things along the way, and I think we're doing the same thing in Ontario right now. Now, one thing that's very unique about where you are there is you have an underwater webcam, which I've been looking at, which is really neat. What can you tell our listeners about this?
The webcam we have in the St. Mary's River, it's a live feed, and the camera is located right behind our hatchery on the hydro plant within the discharge of our hatchery and the first current of the hydro plant coming out. And these fish are not put in here, but rather they can swim in and out. We do have an orange fence area that we are using as a sanctuary because we want to make sure we get our early run fish and also our late run fish.
Right.
But these fish are free to swim around. There's times you can see schools of 20 or 30 fish.
Wow.
Swimming through. You can go out back and see them also. So it's just the camera sitting out in the river that fish are free to move back and forth in.
So if our listeners wanted to see that, where would they go to find it?
They could go on lssu.edu/ARL and then look up fish cam, or just type in Lake Superior State University and then you can go through that.
Very, very interesting. Well, Roger, sounds like quite a career that you're involved in there, and congratulations on all of your success.
Well, I truly appreciate it. Thank you. It's been an interesting time.
Conservation and Environmental Law with Kent Hodgen from Sir Sanford Fleming College is coming up next after these messages.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season is getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for hunting season. From decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? But all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and Advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm his brother Mark.
And we're planning our futures.
I'm skinny dipping this weekend.
I'm doing something natural too, next year.
You're going naked?
I'm going to Fleming College.
Au naturel?
To take one of their natural resources or environmental programs. Fleming College has some of the best programs with lots of hands-on learning and field trips. And it's in the Kawarthas with lots of great outdoor things to do nearby.
And everybody's...
wearing clothes, Mark.
Oh.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking an environmental or natural resources program, check out Fleming College at flemingcollege.ca.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. Kent Hodgen, professor at Sir Sanford Fleming College, is with us today to talk about what it's like to be a conservation officer and careers that are available in the conservation and environmental law.
So I know for myself, I've been stopped by conservation officers many a time, hunting and fishing, and the experience has always been a positive one, an informative one, and I always welcome that, especially on my own hometown lake, where I know that, it's nice to know that the enforcement is there. For some of you listeners, you've probably had the same experience, maybe positive, maybe not. But joining us today is Kent Hodgen. Kent, how are you doing?
Doing well, Randy.
So you were a conservation officer, and we'll talk about what you're doing now a little later on. How did you get involved in that profession? What inspired you? What led you down that path?
Well, I'd have to say that when I was a young lad, my dad and I and my family, we used to go camping and fishing all the time. So I was exposed to the outdoors at a young age. I loved fishing. I remember catching my first fish with a willow stick and off of an old dock with my dad and my dog. I think I still have a picture of that somewhere. And, once you get outside in the outdoors and experience those kinds of things, you're kind of hooked on them.
Yeah.
So I grew up in the Ottawa Valley. I love the outdoors, spent lots of time fishing on the Ottawa River and partridge hunting with my dad. So, you know, it just was a natural progression from there to want to pursue a career in the outdoors.
Right. And enforcement was your choice?
It was. I started out working in provincial parks. So that's I always tell young people that's a great place to start. I was a prodigy of the old and junior ranger program, Ontario Ranger program. I think now we have stewardship rangers.
Okay.
So as a young person, I got hired on to work and exposed to a variety of different things in the outdoors. So it was a great place to start my work experience and go from there.
Right. So, and I'm sure, you know, in your course of your career as being a conservation officer, you've probably, run into quite a few interesting situations. Anything that really stands out as a unique happening or something that was maybe a real highlight of your career?
I think probably the biggest highlights of my career would be, and it's not the big bust, so to speak. Sure, it's great when you... I have some good ones. I know the first guy that ever shot one of my deer decoys, that was amazing.
Okay.
As good as shooting a big 10-point buck or better. So it's kind of like you've caught somebody really that you really wanted to catch, that you knew was engaged in illegal activity, and your plan all came together. That was great.
Okay.
But to be honest, the most memorable ones that I've had is when I've dealt with everyday hunters, especially with kids. They'll have their young folks out there hunting, and you know, you get a chance to talk to the young person and just see the fun that they're having out there and the enjoyment that they're having with their dad or their mom, and the pride in that the parents have in the young folks. I've celebrated lots of first hunts with folks where, you know, their kids have shot their first duck or their first deer, and I happen to be along, and I just find that's a great privilege to be able to be out there and see people enjoying the outdoors, doing the right thing, and bringing their kids with them.
Yeah, and you know what? That's like you say, very very rewarding. It's also a very positive experience for our youth too to do something and make that accomplishment, and then have somebody to be there to tell them what a great job they did, especially somebody in the capacity that you were in at the time.
So, absolutely. My daughter and I shared quite a moment there last year where she shot her first deer as an apprentice hunter, and I was right next to her, 12 years old, and she shot a nice 6-point buck, bigger than my deer, and she was very quick to remind me. She said, "Hey, Dad, that one's a lot bigger than the one you got."
Oh, yeah. She'll hold that one over you for life, that's for sure.
I think so, but it was fantastic, I tell you. Unbelievable moment.
Now, many of us in the outdoors, I've often said the same thing. Just because
you know, you've had an infraction, you get a ticket, that sort of thing. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you're a poacher. Sometimes we misunderstand the laws. Maybe we're a little complacent. Maybe we forget to do things. What would be some common infractions that you experienced with hunters and anglers that could be, like, easily avoidable, that, you know, that they wouldn't cause them any pain, especially in the pocketbook?
Well, probably one of the most common things that I've run across as an officer in the past was people just forgetting to bring their license with them. They'll leave it at home, or they'll forget their tag or something like that. And what I usually try to remind guys and gals that are out there hunting is, especially anglers, a lot of guys, they don't want to take their fishing license with their, or take their wallet with them, because they're worried maybe they might drop it overboard or something like that. So I tell them, put your fishing license in your tackle box, because you're going to bring that with you. And in the summertime, if you're an avid angler and you throw your license and you buy it early in the season, throw it in your tackle box, and it's there for forever. You don't have to worry about it, because yeah, you're not going to forget your tackle box when you go fishing.
Yeah.
Or if you're a big bass angler or something like that. I've seen guys where they're very organized, and they have a little glove box in their boat, and they've got their boating card in there, they've got their ownership in there, they've got their fishing license. They're very organized, and I always I'm always amazed by the lengths that guys go to have everything there, just so that if they get stopped, it's very easy. They can pull it out and show a police officer or a conservation officer, here's all the documents that I have, I'm all good to go. And, you know, those checks are great. And I try to remind folks, same thing, if you're hunting and you have a fanny bag or a pack that you always bring with you, throw your stuff in there, make sure it's there, and you'll have it with you. You don't have to worry about, whether you forgot it or not.
More from Ken Hodgen, Conservation and Environmental Law, in just a minute.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Global Star phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm his brother Mark.
And we're planning our futures.
I'm skinny dipping this weekend.
I'm doing something natural too, next year.
You're going naked?
I'm going to Fleming College.
Au naturel?
To take one of their natural resources or environmental programs. Fleming College has some of the best programs with lots of hands-on learning and field trips. And it's in the Kawarthas with lots of great outdoor things to do nearby.
And everybody's...
wearing clothes, Mark.
Oh.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking an environmental or natural resources program, check out Fleming College at flemingcollege.ca.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Ken Hodgson, professor at Sir Sanford Fleming College.
Tagging. I hear that that's a big one.
Yeah, that's a bit of a tricky one because the Ministry of Natural Resources has changed the tags around a little bit. Hunters will remember from last year for sure. Some of the tags that you get, especially if you just buy one with the new licensing system right from the license issuer, they're not sticky anymore.
Yes.
So they have to be very careful that they notch those tags and properly, you know, affix them to the animal. And if they don't have a zip tie, you know, officers are gonna, you know, they're not gonna accept that tag being in somebody's pocket. So the law states that, you know, once that animal has been shot, they have to immediately affix that tag, and it's not something that they can do back at the truck or at the hunt camp.
Right. And that brings me up to kind of a new age electronic thing that maybe people don't think about. But we often at the OFAH here and right at where I sit with the radio, I get young lads and older people alike sending me photographs of them holding up, you know, their deer of a lifetime, or, you know, that doesn't have a tag on it, or maybe showing me this big bass they caught that was maybe a month before opening day. And can you kind of give us a little bit of insight into the fact that I've heard that, first of all, taking a photo means that you haven't immediately attached the seal to the game animal, and taking a photograph of a fish that's out of season means that you haven't released it, you know, right away, which is what you're supposed to do. Are these chargeable offenses?
They can be. Some of them can be. Now, I can tell you just from personal experience, I know with my daughter's deer, there are pictures that I've taken and sent to folks where I put the tag on the antler, but mm-hmm. I told her, when you take the picture, put your hand over top of the tag.
Okay.
Now, that was just because some folks find that the tag on the antler might not look very nice in the picture, and they want to get a nice picture of the rack and that sort of thing. I guess to each their own, but I mean, we certainly did tag that animal. We took lots of pictures with the tag on it, and there was others where she just happened to have her hand on the tag. But that's something that the officer may want to follow up on, and we've done that in the past, Randy, with pictures and things that have come to our attention. And you're right, the digital age is upon us, so a lot of times people are sharing photos on Facebook or through other sites. They do still have to follow the laws, and sometimes the evidence that's in those photographs can certainly result in either an investigation or an officer, you know, wanting to come to visit them and ask some more questions.
Yeah.
As far as fish goes, to answer your other question, with the fishing, if someone is specifically targeting a fish that's out of season, that is definitely an offense. So that's something, again, I mean, if I've seen it before where folks will go out, or you hear stories of folks going out on a lake, maybe like the Kawarthas, where walleye is closed in the wintertime, and there's pictures of these walleye that keep coming and keep coming from the same person. That certainly is a red flag to an officer that they may want to look into that a little further.
Okay.
So we try to, again, I mean, if it's an incidental catch and you're fishing panfish and you catch a walleye and you say, wow, that's a big fish, the best thing to do is to put it right back down the hole as quickly as possible.
Yeah, yeah. And that makes sense. There again, sometimes, you know,
for some people, they don't realize. Maybe they go outside, they take a picture of this fish, and next thing they know, you know, they're getting a phone call that they didn't really expect to get. So
that's right.
So this all kind of leads up to a new career for you in the Conservation and Environmental Law program and being a professor at Sir Sanford Fleming College. What led you to this new career?
Well, it was I saw the job ad, and I had a number of colleagues that encouraged me to apply, and I thought, you know what, it's nothing ventured, nothing gained. I've always been very interested in outreach and education ever since I've been a conservation officer. My biggest thrill is going to talk to schools and students and young people who are interested in this career or who are just plain interested in the outdoors. So it was kind of a natural progression for me to you know, come here, and I'm looking forward to it. I've been working very hard over the summer months. I didn't have the summer off this year, so I spent time navigating through the courses and preparing for the fall. So I'm looking forward to the next crop of students, and hopefully I'm really excited about you know, helping them to achieve their career goals.
Yeah, so this is part of the curriculum over at the Lindsay campus. Over on Albert Street, which is in Lindsay, Ontario. And how can our listeners find out more about this course and availability and what they can learn?
Well, the best place to go is the college website, and that's flemingcollege.ca /centers. That's S-E-N-R-S. So okay. that's the actual School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences here in Lindsay. And Fleming is just one of the most amazing places. The college offers so many different programs, from fish and wildlife to heavy equipment. There's all kinds of innovative stuff going on here, and I would have to say that our program here, the Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement Program, we have folks in here that are active police officers that are teaching forensics. I've got a fellow who's teaching our environmental law as far as Environmental Protection Act, stuff like that. He's an active officer. I'm recently finished with being a CO with the M&R here, and we have another instructor here as well who's a retired CO of 30 years. So we have just a wealth of experience and knowledge here in the program that here at Fleming.
That's amazing, and forensic. I know that's a whole new show, and we should look at doing that sometime. But the fact that you can retrieve an animal or a fish and do the forensics, it's like CSI Ontario or something. I don't know. It's pretty neat. That's for sure. So, Kent, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of insight into what you're doing now, what you've done in the past, and maybe some opportunities out there for not only our young listeners, but maybe some of our older listeners who are looking for a career choice.
Yeah, absolutely. We certainly welcome mature students here, and the program that we have here is a postgraduate program, our program anyway, which means that the students or people applying have to have a prerequisite is they have to have a college diploma or a university degree in the science background in order to gain entry to this program.
Excellent. So have yourself a great day, and hopefully we'll be in touch soon.
Glad to talk to you, Randy.
An OFAH TSE retail extravaganza after these important words.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof windshield and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 and select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Aquatic invading species are a growing threat to our lakes and rivers and the native species that call them home. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into new water bodies. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio. Well, it's hunting season, and what do we do during hunting season? Well, I know that, but we also buy stuff. And the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters has a great announcement to make.
Okay, joining me today is Tim Watts from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Tim, you've got some great news. The OFAH has a big event coming up October 3rd and 4th. What can you tell the listeners about that?
Well, we're very, very fortunate. TSC hardware franchise will be coming to the Mario Cordellucci Heritage Center that weekend, bringing a trailer full of tree stands and ground blinds and fish finders and OFAH branded merchandise. And it will all be on sale so you can get the items that you need for this coming hunting season.
Nice. So tree stands and, you know, just general outdoor stuff. Now, why is this happening?
We are very, very fortunate to be teaming up with them. And OFAH members shopping online and actually in their store get a special deal on items that non-OFAH members do not have access to. So it's a wonderful program that we're very fortunate. The OFAH membership has just flocked to the TSC website over the last few months while we've been running this. And we are very excited to have them actually come to Peterborough and have a great day with us.
If you have an Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters membership, you obviously get a further discount on items, you know, that they're featuring. Now, when they come to this sale, number one, do they need the card? Do they need to be a member? And number two, is there anything else that's going on besides the sale of goods that day?
So we do encourage everybody to come, not necessarily just OFAH members, but we definitely want non-members to take some information away about becoming OFAH members. We'll have that on site here as well. A couple of the things that are really great. The Heritage Center has agreed to open on the weekend, so people coming with their families can take a tour. We do have an indoor archery range sponsored by Excalibur and an indoor air gun range sponsored by Stoeger. Those will both be open for the day, as well as the fishing pond outside. So kids can participate in all three events between 11 and 3 each day, while the adults take a tour of our beautiful Heritage Center, all kinds of Ontario wildlife, antique duck decoys, antique fishing lures. It's an absolutely beautiful place to go.
That, and it really is, and I know that because I work here. My studio is in the Heritage Center, and the fish pond is stocked for the kids to fish, pellet range, and, of course, the archery range downstairs here. And they're all supervised, so that's great.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and the Heritage Center, in fact, represents what the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters is all about. And you know what? If you're not a member, or if you're a member, either way, you want to come and check this out. And any sneak previews, anything, any great blowouts, or are we keeping it all a secret?
We're going to keep it a secret for a little while, and it just encourages people to come down and just actually see what's going to be happening that day.
Yeah, well, tree stands and fish finders get me excited, Tim. That's
very
sure.
much so. Yeah, very much so.
Well, thanks for the great announcement, and for sure, on October 3rd, make sure that you come on down either day and check out what we have to offer here in terms of our merchandise, as well as a great tour of the Heritage Center and some awesome activities for the kids.
We're very, very excited to have the event.
Thanks, Tim.
You're welcome.
We had a record response to our win, a Yamaha Alumacraft fishing package. So we are now accepting entries for the Angler and Hunter Radio waterfowl package. To win an MV1648 Alumacraft with SMHA Yamaha outboard and trailer valued at $9,291. Listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode and then visit the contest page to enter for your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. By the way, today's passcode is STRONG. The federal election is scheduled to take place on October 19, 2015. The OFAH has compiled a questionnaire that has been circulated to all parties involved in the election. The questions touch on issues involving hunting, fishing and trapping, firearms, land claims, chronic wasting disease, the Sea Lamprey Control Program, and the Navigation Protection Act, among other things. As an example, question 9 asks each party leader if they will bring back the Long Gun Registry, and here is what the parties had to say. The Conservative government under Stephen Harper abolished the Long Gun Registry and will never bring it back. The Liberal Party will not bring back the Long Gun Registry. The Green Party has no plans to restore the Long Gun Registry. And the NDP party has absolutely no plan to bring back the failed Liberal Long Gun Registry. Find out more at www.ofah.org/news and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at OFAH. Until next time, be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrvoradio.com.